Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Cabinet approving a plan for Israel to retake all of Gaza, including Gaza City.
The decision escalating Israel's war with Hamas amid global tensions to end the nearly two-year conflict. Families of Israeli hostages being held by Hamas chaining themselves outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office after he announced his intention to take over the entire 26-mile-long Gaza Strip. A group of hostage families calling Netanyahu's proposal a death sentence for their loved ones.
ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles County declares a local emergency as the Canyon Fire grows to more than 4,800 acres. That is a massive wildfire in Central California also continues to burn. The FBI agreeing to help locate the Democratic lawmakers who have left Texas rather than vote on new congressional maps that strongly favor the Republicans. Another incident of someone throwing a sex toy onto the court in a WNBA game happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham. This is ABC News. As the NFL preseason gets underway, a new rule from the league is ruffling some feathers on and off the field. The banning of smelling salts. Here's ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Touchdown, 49ers!
San Francisco 49er George Kittle furious, telling the NFL Network he used them before every offensive drive.
And I've been distraught all day. We got to figure Mr. out Goodell. Middle ground here, guys. Yeah. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield less than thrilled.
I think it was a quick trigger to ban them. I'm going to be severely affected, to be honest with you.
Smelling salts come in a variety of different forms, inhalers, packets, and are medically mostly used to treat fainting victims. But once the fumes are inhaled, it clears out nasal passages and sends a perceived jolt of adrenaline through the body.
Federal judge issuing a temporary halt on any construction for the Florida Immigrant Detention Center known as Alligator Alcatraz after experts say not enough testing was done to see how it'll affect the Everglades. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Here's your first forecast of the day. Partly cloudy, hot and humid today, a high of 91. Tonight, increasingly cloudy and muggy, a 30% chance of late night thunderstorms, a low of 72. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be strong. Heavy rain is possible Saturday and a high of 85. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms, areas of heavy rain and a low of 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82. That's a look at weather today. It is right now 65 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It is time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memories. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages left for me. Now this old world of ours is filled with trouble. This old world would also better be if we found more Bibles on the table and Mother singing, Rock of Ages left for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages left for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages left for me.
Willie Nelson, as we start the day in a positive way. Prior to that, the Richland Center High School Pep Band doing the honors for our national anthem today. Officially beginning a broadcast day on WRCO. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it's going to be a little warm, but it is summer. We're used to that. And getting ready for maybe some rain this weekend, Saturday. We were shut out yesterday. They were saying showers and thunderstorms likely pretty much from the afternoon all the way to last night, midnight. But nothing here at the radio studios. But could be in line for some, it sounds like, especially on Saturday night. 65, the current reading, and that is the overnight low here. Welcome to the Light in the Milk Cow Show as we get today started. Friday, August 8th. Here we go.
I yell a post-it note on my steering wheel, a penciled hard reminder of the way you feel. Just a passing thought, but it made me see it's the little things that mean the world to me. Like your morning touch upon my skin, and your gentle kiss that wakes me up and does me in. You hold me close and it sets me free. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you change my life, there are no words. You're my heaven, you're my earth, and you're my universe. When I add it up, love's bigger than we ever dreamed. With the little things that mean the world to me.
like the way you let me know. Up ahead, we got something new. A little one that looks a lot like me and you. Tears fill my eyes as you kiss my cheek. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you changed my life.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your spot for great music and even better vibes.
Friday morning, August 8th, some reminders. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets. Coming up tonight, intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 14 days during reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage in the City of Richland Center. A Red Cross blood drive will be held from noon until 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. And the 2025 Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Kroska Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will begin at 6 with a luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remember those who lost the fight. Food and refreshments will be available starting at 4 o'clock today at Kroska Park. We'll check out some Brewer notes coming up. Well, they didn't play yesterday. They do this weekend.
A little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown.
But a little bit of tear let me down when you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day. I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, pull a funny as you went out the door. That I'd have another one waiting, and I'd wave goodbye as you go. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, and I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt I could stand it, till you walked with your grip through the door. Then a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown. Oh, but a little bit of tear let me down, a little bit of tear let me down.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Packers play their first preseason game tomorrow, and quarterback Jordan Love has a good chance of playing at least a little bit in the Packer preseason opener Saturday against the New York Jets. Games in baseball last night. It was a win for Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, 7-0. Atlanta 8, Miami 6. Also last night, Seattle 4-3 over the White Sox. And the Athletics were winners against Washington, 6-0 the final score. The Mets will attempt to stop their three-game road losing streak in a matchup against the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. The Mets come in at 63-52, second in the National League East. The Brewers at 70-44, first in the National League Central. First pitch time 7:10 tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. There were, three NFL preseason games last night. Baltimore 24-16 over Indianapolis, Philadelphia 34, Cincinnati 27, and Las Vegas beat Seattle. No, they didn't. I guess they called it a tie. Las Vegas 23, Seattle 23 in NFL preseason football. That's a look at sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Up next, the Aerobic Polka. It's sponsored by Supps Gym. Get ready.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, as you drag yourself out this morning, it's time to work out. No pain, no gain. It's aerobic polka time. Here we go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Molly B. and the band and the Mozart's Polka on WRCO Radio. Good for what ails ya. Smoking aerobic polka right there. Headed toward a high of 91 today. Get all your physical stuff done this morning, right? 64 in Richland Center. Hank Wilson on the Milk House Show.
Ain't gonna work on no railroad. I ain't gonna
you last Saturday night while I was laying right down in jail. I thought you was walking on the streets with another man. You wouldn't even try to go my bail. No. And I'm rolling my sweet baby long, yeah, no. I'm rolling my sweet baby long. I live around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling my sweet baby.
My woman lived, I'm down and out.
Classic George Strait on the Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning. We're at 65 degrees, headed toward 91 later on today. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Endless Corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Endless Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. An ag economist says strong export sales for new crop U.S. corn help provide a bump for the commodity markets. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net tells Brownfield,
"We had another smashing week of export sales for corn, is all I can say. I think it was the third highest ever for this week. So we continue to aggressively push corn out the door, which is the one bright spot in the marketplace."
He says South Korea, Japan, and Mexico have made significant purchases.
It makes sense when you look at what's going on. The price of corn right now is some of the cheapest we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. It is a little bit on sale. So you got a price on sale relatively cheap for this fall harvest grain.
A cropping system specialist says if farmers are starting to see insect pressure in some instances, there's still time to protect yield potential. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin filed this story from a University of Nebraska-Lincoln field day.
Ron Seymour with UNL says growers should be on the lookout for spider mites this time of year, particularly in hot and dry conditions.
If you have these spider mites starting to grow in there and you have significant infestations, we have thresholds for those as well, then you would want to control those with an insecticide for this year's crop.
He tells Brownfield many infestations have already impacted the 2025 crop, but it's critical to prepare for next season.
So I would certainly be watching for corn rootworms now. And if you have a high population of corn rootworm beetles, then you can anticipate that next year you will have a lot of larvae in the field.
Seymour says farmers should rotate out of corn next year or select a different variety to help manage the pest. From the South Central Ag Lab near Harvard, I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is concerned that U.S. agriculture will be harmed by trade uncertainty. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports from FarmFest in southwest Minnesota.
Walz, who a year ago was named the running mate for presidential candidate Kamala Harris, says farmers are used to uncertainty.
They want to know what's going to happen with trade. I think that's the biggest thing. Commodity prices are low, and they're worried about access to markets. So with that being there, I think they're looking to us. Don't add any more costs to us. Don't add any more uncertainties.
He tells Brownfield domestic markets become increasingly important when exports are in question.
Sustainable aviation fuel is one that I talk about a lot in some of our biofuels, about creating those markets.
Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
You can find more on these stories by visiting brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Slow day for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs were lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again Thursday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices are around $238 to $240 live in the South, but the North remained quiet. Significant trade volume is yet to take place. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers were $15 to $25 higher, and heifers were $10 to $14 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for the light offering of yearling steers and heifers. The majority was in full load lots and multiple load lots. The market was very active. The feature consignment of nearly 400 steers was very attractive in light to moderate flesh. Large one feeder steers 1,023 to 1,039 pounds brought 310.25 to 313.75. Feeder steers 1,126 to 1,136 pounds brought 312 to 313.50. Box beef closed sharply higher with very good demand for light offerings. Choice was up 408 at 378.94. Select was 239 higher at 353.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, up 7,000 on the week, but down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major directs were sharply lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors pulled back in their procurement efforts Thursday following back-to-back days of solid business. Global demand for U.S. pork remained strong overall. This week's export sales report did show a decline from last week, but an increase in the prior four-week average. China did return to the buyer's list. Domestic demand has also been solid, both of which are helping provide some pretty significant price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct, however, were down 255 with a weighted average of 111.22. The Iowa Minnesota was 207 lower with a weighted average of 112.83, and the Western Corn Belt was down 312 with a weighted average of 112.07. Pork values closed higher, up $1.11 at 116.33. Hams, bellies, loins, and ribs were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 465,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down nearly 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by the recent strength in boxed beef, ahead of widespread direct business. And lean hog futures closed mixed on spread trade, with cash prices steady to lower and pork values higher during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were up, seeing some short covering support from oversold signals. September beans were 8.5 higher at 974. November was up 9.25 at 993.75. September corn was 4.75 higher at 384.5. December was up 5.75 at 407. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up sharply at midday. October live was 257 higher at 232.22. December was 290 higher at 233.62. September feeders were up 540 at 349.62. And hogs were mixed on the steady to lower cash and the higher midday pork. October was down $1.05 at 90.92. December lean was 72 lower at 83.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
How irrigation can promote global health and nutrition. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, Get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Using irrigation on cropland in less developed parts of the world can lead to improved food security. Claudia Ringler is Director of Natural Resources and Resilience for the International Food Policy Research Institute.
Our natural resource base is the foundation of all food production and also of all livelihoods and of all life. So if we can protect our water resources, if we can protect our agroecosystems, you know, it's unlikely that we can continue to produce food.
In some cases, says Ringler, water resources protection involves irrigation.
Irrigation has a very high potential for positive nutrition outcomes and health, but only if we are very intentional about it and there is training and capacity sharing accompanies the irrigation development so that farmers are trained on integrated pest management and also on the important preservation and conservation of water resources for drinking so that they're not contaminated.
And says Ringler, extreme weather events like drought and flooding make irrigation a more stable choice for water for crop production.
To reduce the adverse impacts on food production systems from these extreme events, water as a resource has to be more actively considered in food production systems.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I'm Nicole Cusslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. A new report from the Government Accountability Office suggests USDA's Farm Service Agency could communicate better with dairy farmers about the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The report recommends USDA develop ways to measure how well its communication efforts are working. The GAO says dairy farmer groups identified challenges to dairy margin coverage participation without naming the groups. The challenges are the limits of the amount of milk covered, the cost of buy-up coverage, margin calculations that may not reflect actual operating costs, and awareness about the program. The GAO says it examined DMC program participation by obtaining and analyzing data on DMC enrollments, premiums paid by farmers, and payments made to farmers from 2019 through 2024. They also analyzed data from USDA on the number of dairy farms per state, number of dairy cows, and milk production from 2003 to 2024. The report says most dairy farms participate in the DMC program, but the percentage of all dairy farms and the absolute number of dairy farms participating have declined. In 2019, over 68% of the nation's total dairy farms participated in the program. Last year, there's only 63% participation. While that is just a 5% drop in the percentage of U.S. farms participating, it also shows a 33% decline in the number of dairy farms. FSA officials say the decline in farms could be due to industry consolidation. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as traders secured purchases ahead of the weekend. Dryway was up a penny at 57 cents, blocks up 2.5 cents at $1.82.5. Barrels up a half a cent at $1.79.5, butter down 3 cents at $2.40, and non-fat dry milk down a penny at $1.27. I'm Nicole Hasslip with Brownfield.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it.
16 before 6, we're at 65. Daytime highs will be at around 91 today. It will be hot and humid. Get ready. Clouds and muggy conditions tonight. 72 for a low with a 30% chance of showers later on. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, some of which could be strong. Heavy rain is possible. Right now in Richland Center, after the morning low of 64, we're at 65 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today from the Light in the Milk House show. We'll get more from Tony in just a little bit. He'll let us know what we can expect here for the coming days and maybe the first part of next week as well. Milk House show at 15 before the hour and Lori Morgan time.
He may not ever be a ladies' man,
Maybe his calloused hands have been too long in the sun. But he will always be the one I love. 'Cause he still does what no one's ever done. And it means more to me than he will ever know. His words could never say how much I love the way he talks to me. It does my heart cars and diamond rings that light up your life. But let me tell you that the finest thing is the joy he brings when we turn out the light. And in those moments
just a little boy. I learned to call the cows from Eddie Arnold, singing strong about the cattle call. And I'll never forget the pioneer singing, "See the tumbling down." Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Every time that I hear Rex sing about his Arizona sky, or Roy and Dale's happy trails, they always bring a sigh. My throat gets tight, then the tears come. See them tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those parts? Singing about cool, clear water while they're heading for the last round up. Oh, how I wish that I could be back in the saddle with Gene. But days like that I live again only in my dreams. And when I hear Tex sing, I knew my heart comes tumbling down. Well, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound. Can you hear those pioneers singing about cool, clear water. While they're heading for the last round up. Yes, I think it's time that we put Western back in the country sound.
Rex Allen Jr. on the Mel Cow Show. Tony's weather just around the bend. Isn't it funny how the daylight changes so fast this time of year? In fact, we're just a couple of minutes ahead of official sunrise time. And by tomorrow, the official sunrise time will be 6 a.m. So not too long ago, sunrise time was around 5:20, somewhere in that area, 5:25. But it's been steadily changing the other way here. We're going to shuffle toward weather time with Farron Young on the Mel Cow Show.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no.
It's local. It's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House Show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some hot and sticky weather continues around here for today. Most of the big storms, though, will be developing up to the northwest, up in the Dakotas and Minnesota, along a cold front. That front will gradually get closer to our area late tonight and tomorrow, and should bring some thunderstorms to the region. There is a level 2 slight risk of severe storms across southwest Wisconsin tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, so be sure to check in for updates and keep an eye on the skies. This front will be a very slow mover once it gets here, so the chance of rain continues into Sunday as well. The rain totals over the weekend could be rather impressive, probably 1 to 3 inches widespread, with some localized 4 or 5 inch amounts not out of the question. This front will kind of stall out south of us early next week, keeping at least a small chance of showers in place. Otherwise, temperatures will be relatively seasonal. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a high near 91, south wind 8 to 17. Tonight, increasing clouds and muggy, 30% chance of thunderstorms late, low at 72. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Occasional showers and storms are likely. Some could be strong. Heavy rain is possible with highs in the middle 80s. Saturday night, showers and storms, areas of heavy rain, low 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy and muggy, still a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. For Monday, mostly cloudy, showers possible again, maybe a clap of thunder, low 65, high 81. Tuesday, partly sunny and drier, just a slight chance of a shower, low 63, high near 83. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, low 63, high 86. Thursday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, lows in the mid-60s with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 66 with partly cloudy conditions. 90 was yesterday's high. The record high, 96 in 1986. Record low, 42 in 1964. Last year's high was 77 and the low, 60.
Sunset will occur at 8:15 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6 o'clock, straight up. Right now, south winds are at 2. Barometer is at 29.86. And no precipitation today. After a low of 64, it is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The 6 o'clock news from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. Also by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers the highest quality products and innovative solutions. Also Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. 66 is our temperature at 6 o'clock.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the